many businesses from a young age and has always done business differently. Today, Simone is the worldwide coordinator of Access Consciousness and travels the world presenting Joy of Business programs using access tools and empowering people to know that they can create business in a different way and make money doing it. Simone Millicis, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Om Times. You're with Simone Millicis, your host, founder, creator, Joy of Business. How does it get any better than that? And today we're actually talking about Joy of Business. And Rebecca is going to be asking me a bunch of questions. I have no idea what they are, literally. It's not planned. And I think some people sent in some questions as well. So first of all, we've got the creative producer of Joy of Business, Ms. Rebecca Holt. I call her Holtsy because that's her nickname. Welcome, Rebecca.
Hi, everyone. We're back again. These have been so much fun. And she's right. She doesn't know the questions I have in front of me. And I'm probably going to end up going off book two because, as we all know, Simone is incredible. And she also has a lot to say that we want to hear.
Are you just saying that I talk a lot?
Kind of. Oh, actually, that's a great place to start, though. Let's start you talking. So why did you start Joy of Business?
So, well, it wasn't my fault. Don't blame me. It's like, what actually happened was I started working with Gary Douglas, who's the founder of Access Consciousness, and there was a situation that occurred one day, and someone was making this choice with business. And I looked at him, and I was like, I didn't get it. And I was like, can you explain to me what's going on? Because to me, there is no joy in this choice. And I said, and this is business, so, you know, why are they choosing this? And he looked at me and he was like, what do you mean? And I said, well, business is joyful. And he's like, no, it's not. And I was like, yes, it is. And we had this go back and forth, you know, no, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. And I was like, but Gary, it is. And he was like, not in this reality. And I was like, you know, one of those dumbfounded people with my head on the side like a puppy dog going, what do you mean it's not joyful? Because to me that made absolutely no sense. It's like, why would you do something if it wasn't fun for you? Like, that's just insane, crazy. There are so many choices out there in the world. And it's like, if you're doing something and you don't find it fun, it's like, ask yourself another question. What are you doing this for? And could you be doing something different? So anyway, I was sort of dumbfounded for a while. And Gary said to me, because by this time I was worldwide coordinator of Access Consciousness, and he said, you know what, you need to do classes on this. I was like, what do you mean I need to do classes? And he said, you need to talk to people about this and using the Access Consciousness tools, you know, in business. So I regrettably, I have to say, started doing classes, and literally I would be on stage talking to people thinking, oh, God, this is so boring. It's like I'd much prefer to be doing business than talking about it. So I started doing these classes, and when people came up and they were grateful, that's sort of when I went, oh, hang on a second. And I was like, people are actually getting out of this what I would like the world to see and what I would like the world to be. So I realized that what I was creating matched the energy of what I wanted to create in business. And then I called it Joy of Business. I was like, well, what am I going to call this, you know? And Gary said to me, don't call it Joy of Business. And I said, why not? And he said, people won't come. And I was like, no, they will, they will, they will. And I've got to say, it does have a big barrier when people, like, they have so many points of view about business, it's not even funny. Even this morning, I did a session on someone, and what we got down to was, his point of view was, any businessman, anyone who's successful, is a complete and utter con artist, and that's what business is.
Wow.
And I look at it and think business is creation. So, you know what? So anyway, I put all of the, did all these seminars, and then I ended up writing a book called Joy of Business, which you can buy on Amazon by Simone Millicis, M-I-L-A-S-A-S, nice Lithuanian name. And now here we are many years later, and we actually, we're starting, well, this week in Copenhagen, Denmark, we have Joy of Business Facilitator Training. So it has moved and grown and become more of its own entity and creating itself beyond what I ever thought possible. So I'm incredibly grateful because my target, my key thing that I would like to see in the world is, what if every single business functioned from using Access Consciousness tools? It's like, even if people just functioned from asking questions, the world would be different. So that's how Joy Business started.
Amazing. And I love how psychic you are in picking up one of the other questions I wanted to ask you. which is, what do you see as the future of Joy of Business?
Well, the future of Joy of Business will show me all. Like, it will become, you know, will show me what it's going to be. The thing that I'm grateful for is that there's so many people that are desiring to be Joy of Business facilitators. So each one of those people will bring a different awareness and will bring a different, you know, system, point of view, ideas that can be instituted. Like, we've got Lauren Marie, who's based in Australia, and she's just, God love her, had twins. She's amazing. I don't know how she does anything except look after the kids, but she does. She works, and she is a Joy Business facilitator, and she does more Joy Business for mums, which is brilliant. And then we've got some Joy Business facilitators who work more in the corporate world. Then you've got people who work more with, you know, startup businesses, etc. So I would like to sort of not define where Joy of Business can be, except just ask the universe to assist in creating the miracles for Joy of Business to be out there everywhere. Like, even the smallest town in India, why can't they still be asking questions and becoming more aware and conscious of what they're creating with and as their business?
I'm loving this. And the secret thing in this interview is that you still have all the tools and questions that you get to use in your business, even though this isn't an interview. Just like every other on-time show, asking the universe to show you the future, using questions in your business are just two that we've already had. This isn't your first gig in business, as we all know, but I'd like to know, like, where did you start with the businesses that you've worked in? And maybe we can touch on a few rather than all of them, because we might need more than an hour. But at least until the next break, I would love to know, like, some of those businesses that you created and worked in. And there's a couple of stories, I think, about a warehouse that I would love to hear and everything you did there.
Well, it's not that interesting what I did in the warehouse, but the choice I chose is interesting. So, because the thing is, I have worked in so many different jobs and so many different industries. And I definitely, I'm in my mid-40s, and it's like I definitely had so many things projected at me for so long that I couldn't make up my mind, I couldn't settle down, I couldn't choose one thing. You know, it's like, how many of you out there have that projected at you by your family, your friends, etc.? Guess what? They're not family and friends if they're actually projecting stuff like that at you. Why wouldn't they ask you a question? For me, I was just like, this is great, this is exciting, and I'd worked there for 3 months or a month or something, and I was done. And I was like, okay, let's move on. I also traveled all around the world. So when I was 19, I left to go overseas for 3 years, and I worked in some amazingly different jobs. I worked in London at the London Underground, developing a new line called Crossrail, and we had to deal with all these different, you know, people and businesses and negotiate deals where we could knock their house down basically and work underneath it to create this Crossrail. It was amazing the amount of money that was spent on it. And it was, I don't think it was ever created. I know I left when it wasn't created. So I worked in London, and then I've worked in Austria at a chalet cleaning and cooking, which if anyone has ever eaten anything of my cooking, it was interesting because it was breakfast, lunch and dinner I had to do for 6 days a week. I've worked in the Greek islands as what they call a kamaki, standing outside a restaurant saying, hi, you know, would you like to eat at Captain Angelo's tonight? We've got three specials. You get a free glass of wine. And, you know, and I would try and invite and entice people into a restaurant, made enough drachma, I was at that stage, to, you know, survive in, you know, have enough food to live sort of thing and sleep, and that's about it. So, but the one that you're talking about too is when I traveled all overseas, I got home and I really didn't know what I wanted to do. Like, I had a lot of skills by that stage. I'd worked in a lot of sort of managerial positions, you know, assisted, you know, CEOs, etc. I had worked in the music industry. I'd done so many things. And I got home and I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I had no money. So I was like, I have to make some money.
Right.
So I contacted a friend of mine he's a friend of mine's father's actually, and he owned a massive clothing company in Australia, and said, you know, do you have any jobs available? And he was like, yeah, I do actually. And so I have one, you know, in a warehouse, one managing a retail shop, and we also need someone in sales in the wholesale section. managing the wholesale section. And I was like, oh, can I have the job in the warehouse? He's like, what do you mean the job in the warehouse? And I was like, well, I want to work in the warehouse. And he went, but Simone, you are so overqualified to work in the warehouse. And I was like, I don't care. I don't want to have a managerial position right now. I just want to work in the warehouse. And he was like, seriously? And I'm like, yeah. So I worked in the warehouse, and I had such a fabulous time. It's like there was a Maori guy in there and another guy, Mark, and the three of us. And we created these great systems. And literally what we did was the orders would come in, and we'd pack an order and make sure it got sent out, whether it was by post or by, you know, freight, et cetera. And then we'd also have the shipments that would come in, and we'd get to, you know, unload all the shipments for all the clothing, et cetera, and sort it all out. So it was pretty, I want to say mundane, but I like doing things like that every now and then. And I did it for like about 6 or 9 months until finally I was like, okay, I'm done. And he offered me a sales position. And I ended up working for the whole, I ended up doing the sales for the, you know, for the all of Australia, wholesale, sort of worked my way up. And then when I left, the boss was like, well, I get it. He said, you're leaving. He said, you know, there's nothing else you can do. You've worked your way to the top. And he said, the only thing I could do is give you shares in the company. I haven't even done that to my kids yet. And I was like, I know, I get it. So I left. But it's like, the thing is, what I would like to point out is the willingness to do anything and everything. I never had a point of view of, oh, that is beneath me, or I'm not capable of it. I pretty much took on anything whenever I could. I said yes so that I would know how to do something. I mean, one of my first bar jobs, I've worked in so many different bars around the world, which is such a good skill to have up your sleeve, is working in a bar if you're going to travel too. And the first job I had was in a hotel at Northeast in North Cronulla Hotel in Sydney, and in Sydney, Australia. And it was a public bar that I worked in, which the public bar is sort of known as like the rougher bar. And I did double shifts on Sundays, and you would have probably about 150 Maori men in there drinking all day. Now, Rebecca's from New Zealand. She probably knows what I'm talking about here. It was rough. The only females that are in there were the barmaids, and it was full on, and it was fast. You had to work fast. Each barmaid had what you called a glassy, and that glassy would go and, like, you know, help you. Like, he'd grab the glasses or pick up glasses for you or clean up after you, because you were just, like, on it for hours on end. But I wanted to earn money and I wanted to go traveling. But I threw myself into absolutely anything I could because I wanted to find out what it was like. So it was sort of like, I mean, I used to live by the saying of imagine what you'd do if you knew you couldn't fail. And that's how I functioned throughout my whole life, and that's how I kept choosing what next. So we're off to a break. So what next is the break. And Rebecca's right, I can talk a lot. Don't go away, because we're not going away. There's going to be more about Joy Business. And maybe you do function from Joy Business and you haven't been willing to acknowledge it.
What if you are the only one who truly knows how to create your business and your life? This September, the Joy of Business is coming to Denver, and Simone Millicis will be giving you tools and practices to discover what works for you to expand your business and your life. The one-day seminar, Access Business 101, has no prereqs and is followed by 2 days of Access Business 102. These classes are for anyone desiring to create more. Join us at accessjoyofbusiness.com/classes. Is now the time to create what you know is possible but haven't been choosing?
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Everyone, this is Rebecca Holt, the creative producer of Joy of Business, and not Simone Millicis, but she is sitting right beside me here in beautiful, sunny Copenhagen, and this is an interview about Simone Millicis and the Joy of Business.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so we are here, and I actually have a few questions from other people that were dying to know a few things about you, or living to know a few things about you might be a better way to do that. So this question, actually, I would love to know the answer to myself, and seeing as how did I get so lucky to do the interview, I get to ask whatever question I would like first. So do you ever not feel like creating? And if so, what do you do to change it and be inspired again?
Good question, and now is very different to what I used to do.
Yes. So let's talk about before and then now.
What I used to do was going to judgment of myself and go, oh my God, you know, this is, I've got, you know, there's nothing else I can do. And I mean, I remember talking to Gary a few times and just going, I feel like you need to fire me because I don't know, I don't feel like I've got any juice left, like I'm done, you know. And I would get sort of anxious about it, and I wouldn't say anxiety, like the anxiety attacks, but it was sort of, yeah, if you go into judgment of yourself, you create so many conclusions, and it's like, and that's where I would get stuck, whereas now I have fun with it, and it's like, it's more like I would relax and go, I mean, like last night, I've been facilitating in Copenhagen for quite a few days, and it's like, I just came home and watched mundane telly shows for like 3 hours and had two glasses of wine, and it was great. And it was like, oh, I did one meeting in between that and a couple of things on my computer, but I didn't judge myself for not sitting, getting on my computer straight away. It's like, heck, I was up at 3:30. It's like, you know, you just go with the flow is what I want to say. Because the one thing, though, too, is I've always been able to motivate myself. I've never been one of those people who required a motivation from an outside source, because to me, business is always about creation. So it was like, oh, what can I create? The majority of the days, I would wake up creative. Like, sometimes I go to bed at night and I get excited about waking up and having a coffee and start creating in the morning before I go to bed, you know. And so I can have known people would wake up depressed and were like, wow, what is that? How do you wake up creative and I wake up depressed? And it was like, well, it is a choice, and also using the question of who does it belong to, is this mine? So, but what I would do now is I would relax, like take my dog, you know, for a walk. Or, I mean, this morning I went for a huge, nice, long walk along the river in Copenhagen, and I did a 7-minute Zumba class. And it's like, great. It's like, get your body moving. Do something different. It's like, change it up. It's like, for me, I love swimming. And it's like, so swimming or riding a bike or going for a run or something like that. Go and get a massage. Like, do something for you. One of the tools that we talk about in Access Consciousness is, what if you did something for 1 hour a day and 1 day a week that was just for you? It was nurturing for you. And the thing is, when you start to do that, it's like you'll notice that you have all these ideas. I mean, how many of you, you know, go and have a shower or go and have a bath and you're like, oh, when I was in the bath, you know, when I was in the shower, and you come up with all these creative, generative ideas. Now, have a look at, why is that? Okay, so did you start to relax? Did you take yourself out of the pressure and the force of having to work? So everything that is, we destroy and uncreate it, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. It's like, you know, after work or after a project, after you've done something, relax, have a coffee, have a glass of wine, and it's like, you know, eat some really tasty, yummy food. Don't just, like, run around the house, like, you know, throwing food into your mouth because it's like, oh, I haven't got time to eat. It's like, go to a nice restaurant. It's like, spend time for you as well, because when you do, you will have way more ideas and you'll become way more creative. And you actually do things way quicker.
Yes.
So, yes.
Here. Awesome. And we have another question here on, what did you know as a kid that you've created as a reality today, or starting to create as a reality? Some of those dreams and things that you thought, I wonder, or I wish.
I didn't, you know what, as a kid, I just sort of, I hated school, and I wanted to travel. Like, that was my main thing. I just wanted to see the world. Like, I was busting to just get overseas as soon as I could. So many of my friends, left high school and went to college, et cetera. And if you grow up in Australia, it's not the same sort of point of view in America that if you don't go to college, you only get a job at McDonald's. It is different. Like, if you're not going to be a doctor or a lawyer, you don't have to get a university degree to succeed in life. So the first thing I wanted to do was travel. So as soon as I left high school, I got as many jobs as I could, and I made sure that I worked, you know, on a Saturday night, Friday night, and all day Sunday, so I wouldn't spend money going out partying with my friends, and made as much money as I could in about 3 months. And then I left, and I went overseas to America. Taught everyone I was going for 6 months, and I stayed overseas for 3 years. It was the first trip. And then, so that's really what I wanted to do. Now, within that, I also looked at different things when I was working, and I always watched my father as well, and I think that's when I sort of looked at business and went, oh, it's one of the most creative, malleable things that you can do. It's like I looked at businesses and thought, you can change them. You can create stuff. You can change the world. You can change, you know, people's lives, and it's like you can add things. You can contribute. So for me, I was like, well, I'd like to own my own business. And people would say, what sort of business? And I'd say, I don't know. I just want to own my own business, because I figured if I owned it, then I'd be the boss that could change anything at any time. So, you know, that's where that was coming from. So it's pretty simple. I did want to own my own business, no matter what it was, no matter what it looked like. And I also desired to travel. So that were the two things.
And how is that traveling now?
Well, I know. I travel. I'm not sick of it, I will say. And it's like sometimes I do crave to be home, especially when I've got such a beautiful home. But, I mean, this year is such a big travel year. It's like it's massive. I'm overseas at the moment for 6.5 weeks in Europe. I think we're home for 4 days, and then we're off to Hong Kong and Japan. But I do love it. And it's a very different type of travel that I do nowadays as well. I used to backpack, you know, around the world. I had a pair of flip-flops and one pair of boots and a backpack that weighed probably like 12 kilos, and it had everything in it. Now,
wow.
Yeah, now I do not travel like that. I have many shoes, and I have lots of choice is what I call it. So things have changed. I used to travel Greyhound bus all around America as well, which if any of you have traveled on a Greyhound bus around America, you have to. You can't sleep with your eyes shut. You need to keep your eyes open. They can be dodgy. So, but I did it all. I mean, I slept in a train station in Munich one night because I didn't have enough money to go to a hotel, and I was leaving the next morning at 6 a.m. So I figured I'd just sleep in the train station. So I slept in the train station with my arms all wrapped around my backpack, you know, on my own. And then this woman found me at about 2 a.m. in the morning, and she was so freaked out that I was lying there sleeping like this Aussie young girl. And she was like, you need to come with me into, and there was a rape crisis center that was right next to the train station, and she said, you can come and sleep here. So it was for women only. I still was on the floor of their waiting room, but she felt happier that I was somehow protected. And I was like, okay, cool. It's amazing who you met traveling around. Like, I mean, I hitchhiked all around Europe as well. I didn't even speak any of the languages, but you just jump in a car and look at someone and be like, you know, say the name, and it's like, you got the vibe of whether it was going to work, and I'm here today. So it must have worked.
So the way that you've created your life and some of those tools, and also what I really love hearing about is the choices that you made. Like, it's so funny we talk about this word choice, and it's got this big stigma around it. But the thing is, it's never just this one grand and glorious choice to choose them all kind of thing. It's many choices over time and over looking at, oh, I choose that and I'm choosing this now. So with creating your life to a point that you are traveling around the world as you are now, talk a little bit how you got to this, like, oh, I would like to choose this, and added those different things going from economy to business class travel, and some things like that would be great to know about too.
Well, the thing that we talk about in Access Consciousness too is choice creates awareness. So every time you make a choice, you have an awareness. And it's like sometimes you make a choice And I'm sure you've all woken up in bed one day with someone and gone, oh, interesting choice. I'd like to choose again. And it's like, it's that simple. Or, you know what, you can taste a piece of food and it's like you've never eaten it before and you're like, oh, that's gross, or wow, that's yum. Choice creates awareness. And it's like, so every time you choose, you have an awareness. So every time I chose like a different industry or a different job, I had an awareness of what it would create for me, what it would create for someone else. If it would make me money, if it didn't make me money, if I liked it, if I didn't like it. I mean, there was things that you create that were convenient, like that job in the Greek islands. Like, literally, I had a great time. My job was from about 6 p.m. till 11 p.m., and we got a free meal for doing it. That was pretty much my meal of the day. Then I would buy the next morning. We'd go out partying all night and pretty much go to bed like 7 a.m. in the morning. And then go to the beach and you'd buy these big, beautiful peaches and nectarines that I've never had one ever that is like you get on the Greek islands. They're just amazing. So you'd eat them because they didn't cost much money. And then you'd wait till you went to work that night again and then get your free meal again and then go out partying. And it was like, it was convenient for me. It created the lifestyle that I preferred at that time. Now, put me in there now and that's not what I would choose. And it's like as Rebecca was saying, I used to travel economy all the time, and I used to also stay at people's houses when I was traveling around with access classes. And then one day I was like, you know what, if I'm going to keep traveling around, I need to create a different reality. Mm. It's like, I don't like staying at people's houses. I don't actually like sharing a hotel room either. It's like, so if I'm going to do that, I need to change my reality. So I made a demand of what's it going to take to change what I was currently creating. Now, I first used to, I was like, okay, how can I get more points, you know, I was with Qantas, you know, One World. So I would work out all the different ways that I could gain more points. And I would book economy ticket, and then I would upgrade with points. So that's the first way that I ever started traveling business. I know, it's like now I would book business class, and yet I was willing to do whatever it took, no matter what it looked like, to see what I could do and create to create my life to be more. So is that what you're doing? We're going off to a break now, but it's like, have a look at your life and see if there's anything that you can change in demand that's going to create a greater possibility. Not about judging you. It's about asking for more to show up. We'll be back real soon. You'll enjoy business with Simone Millicis and Rebecca Holt.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, my name is Monica and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Is your current school not meeting the needs of your child? Have you been looking for a school that empowers your child to explore what he or she is truly capable of? The Access Possibilities School is an online school that offers a core curriculum in a totally different way. With frequent contact between teachers and students, the aim of Access Possibilities School is to nurture your child's unique gifts and to provide the best education available in a holistic way. To learn more about a school that can inspire and support you and your child, go to accesspossibilitieschool.com.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, everyone. We are back on OM Times, and no, this is not Simone Millicis. This is Rebecca Holt, or Holtzy, as Simone is now calling me, it seems. And today, we're doing an interview of Simone on this OM Times episode. And I would love to know, I mean, if you're enjoying this show, you're listening to it, we actually want to hear from you. We want to see you around the world, get an email from you, see a message in the Facebook group, or find you somewhere around the world in a way that you like to play, so we know that you're out there and that you're loving this and that this exists for you. So, and also, maybe you have more questions. Maybe we need to do a part two. What is it that you want to hear about on Joy of Business?
So, and you know how they can contact us?
How?
omtimes@accessjoybusiness.com.
You can email us. So I would actually like to talk about the subject about writing. I know that a lot of the people that are listening to this show, and you've been asked this question, I would say, in nearly every single class that we've ever done around the world is, how do you write your book?
How do I write my book? That's top secret. No. actually, it was literally from the classes that I did. For me personally, and it's like that's a way that I find very easy because energetically, it's like you've got people in front of you. And it's like so every question they're asking and you bring up a topic and then you start talking about the topic. For example, if you started talking about, you know, create a connector mover, the three energies that one requires in business, okay? So you start talking about that and there's a whole lot of information. So that's how I did it. I found that really helpful and then I would get them transcribed and then change it according to, you know, written, not spoken sort of thing. So, and that's actually how I'm writing my next book as well. And I've sort of added a few more different stories and things to, you know, color it up. But I'm really excited about it. It's for getting out of debt. Joyfully. You can get out of debt joyfully. Yes, because I don't believe that anybody should have a money problem. Now, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, yeah, she's talking about everybody else, so you start stomping your foot and getting cranky at me, good on you. Get cranky. But then I'd ask, who or what are you angry at? Who are you cranky at? Who's created the debt? And it's like, you know what? The only thing that you have to start looking at is changing your point of view around money and changing your point of view around receiving. What have you been unwilling to receive that if you received it would change your entire reality with money?
Your entire reality?
Entire reality. And everything at that is times a gazillion, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. So I'm pretty excited about that coming out as well. But it doesn't have to be that hard. And if you are writing a book, not even just writing a book, it's like starting anything. I was talking to someone the other day who has, you know, a degree that she's working on, and she keeps going to how long it's going to take her to finish this degree. And I said, instead of trying to work it out and torment yourself every time you think about it, what if you started with 20 minutes? That's it, 20 minutes. Set an alarm every day. I don't know what it is for you, 7 a.m., and you spend 20 minutes on that project, whether it's writing a book, whether it's doing a degree, whether it's studying. You will be amazed at what you can get done in 20 minutes. Mm. So 20 minutes, that's the gig.
So what else do you use that 20-minute tool for, Simone?
Well, we went there. My head went, I've got an 11-year-old kid. It's amazing what you can get done when they're in the bath. No, just kidding. Well, I'm not really. In 20 minutes, it's like this morning I went for a walk and then I did a 7-minute Zumba. And the other day I did 20 minutes yoga. And it's like, because I looked at, you know, my life is so much about traveling. And when I'm home, it's like I'm really good at, you know, having my watermelon juice and my shakes and going for walks and riding my bike and running and boxing and doing all that stuff. And then I go on tour, which seems to be like 10 months of the year. And I'm like, at lunchtime, I'm like, oh, glass of wine. And you have a double espresso in the morning to wake up. And I was like, hang on a second. I need to change something here. I'm about to do a 6.5-week tour, so I need to change my point of view. And so if I can change my point of view around money, which I did, I was $187,000 in debt, and I came out of it, then I can change my point of view with my body. Same tools, different topic. So since I've been here, every day I've done something, whether it was like, you know, a 20-minute yoga session, and YouTube it, find it on YouTube. And it's like, and then all... the other day, I went out for 15 minutes. I went out and ran down the river and came back. And I thought I was gone for like 40 minutes. And it was 15 minutes. And I felt so great. And so this morning we did it was very funny. Francesca, who also works with us, did it with me, and she's like, she was laughing, saying, I'm glad no one's watching us. But it was great. In our lounge room, we did a 7-minute Zumba warm-up. I felt quite tired after it, actually. It was quite full on. I was belting it out. So, yeah, it's amazing what you can get done in 20 minutes.
Well, I'm sure that your Zumba is better than your shoe plat thing.
I don't know about that.
Well, maybe no one will ever know. Just for us, just for fun. But let's talk about creating a life that's on the road, creating a living, an adventurous living that also includes business. So I know that we work with a lot of maybe workaholics, people that think that they have to work all the time. And they can't also create their life. But where is this, the point in which you can create a life that is so joyful that it all mixes in and blends together?
Well, the thing is, Rebecca, that just comes back to choice again as well. Because, I mean, my PR agent at one stage, when she came and stayed with us at our house, and she was like, God, I love staying with you. This is great. Because you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is, you know, you've got a coffee and you've got your computer there. And then, you know, throughout the day, you've got computer party. And then at nighttime, you know, you might get your computer out. Like, and I don't have a point of view. It's not like I go, oh, I'm working morning, noon, and night.
No.
But I will get it out if required. And it's like, I'm way better, by the way, in the morning. If you want a 5 o'clock meeting versus 11 p.m. meeting, get me at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
So the morning, I'm you know, up there. And then when it gets to about 6 o'clock, I'm like, okay, I want to shut my computer, I'm over it. But I may have a couple of meetings or whatever, but it's not looked at as a workaholic. And what she found was so many people were judging her for the amount that she desired to work, but is it working or is it the amount you desire to create?
Exactly.
Because it's that moment when you wake up and it's like, oh, just because it's Sunday doesn't mean it has to be a day off.
No.
It's like, okay, well, what can I create? And it's like, you're like, oh, yeah, this, and this. And it's like you may have the freedom to move about in a different way. Like you go for a walk, and then you go shopping, you come back, you do this, you know, you feed the dog or whatever. And it's like, but then you create in between it. So I would say that it comes back to choice. And it's like, what would you like to choose every moment? It's like, when's the last time you tried to have a holiday? I know the last time I tried to have a holiday, I was like, this is horrible. I want to go home and work. So now, most of the time when I do something that someone would perceive as a holiday, I'm working as well. It's like, January this year, Brendan and myself went skiing in Colorado. But I'm not like a get out there in the mountain at 9 a.m. and come back at 5 p.m., besides the fact that I just had a major operation. So you'd work for a while. You know, do a radio show, do something, go out and ski and come back, and then you'd work again. So it's like, what if your whole life was this level of play that you haven't allowed it to be? And everything at that is times a godzillion when you destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all known, shorts, boys and beyonds. What if work was play and play was work?
I love it.
And what if your life was your business and business is your life?
Business is the adventure of living.
You know it. Oh, by the way, I'm going to be in Denver, USA in September, which rhymes, and I'm very excited. 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of September, Joy Business 101, which is business done different, and also Joy Business 102 on the 2nd and the 3rd of September, which is the adventure of business and living. Now, it's also live-streamed, but I'd love to meet you, so you can come to Denver. It'd be fabulous. Or you can jump on live-stream as well. So you just have to go to accessjoyofbusiness.com. You can go to accessconsciousness2.com and just check out classes with Simone. Or if you can't find that, email us omtimes@accessjoyofbusiness.com. So come join us. If any of Joy Business feels like it sort of matches the energy of where you've been functioning from, and then yet you've been projecting that maybe it's a fault for having so much fun working, or just having fun creating, or even if you have a resistance to it and you have an idea that you would like to come into fruition, like physically actualize in this lifetime, then let's play. Let's create something different, because this is your life. And it's like, are you creating your life as how you would love it to show up, or are you waiting for something? And my question is, what are you waiting for?
I love that. What are you waiting for? There's been a lot of tools in this in this interview disguised as a real on-time session with all the tools in the world. And actually, we just had 3 days of Jury Business classes here in Copenhagen. And I'd actually love to know, how are those classes for you? Like, what are you seeing when you're in the facilitator seat and you're seeing people asking questions in class and creating something different?
I'd say each class is completely different, for sure. And I find it interesting that the people who've done a lot of access, like access consciousness classes, whatever it is, bars class, foundation, they're actually a facilitator. Most of them are the ones that come up to me at the end of the class and are just like, oh my goodness. Because the way you use the access consciousness tools in business is something that I see people don't apply, and it's like they're so easy, like they find them easy to use in other areas of their life, but then think business is a serious thing, business is a significant thing, business is what brings you money, so you know you're not allowed to have fun with it. Like I recently when I did a session, I said to someone, tell me what you love doing, like a sport, and he said, I love playing squash. And I said, okay, so when you see someone playing squash and maybe they're greater or better or whatever, it's like, what do you do? And he said, oh, he said, I watch them and go, oh, maybe I could do that. And he said, and I play. And I was like, so what if that was business? What if you looked at business like that too? But they seem to take it into the serious mode. So so I would say that a lot of people get something out of the classes that they did not think existed. Mm. And yet I'd also like to say somewhere in their awareness, somewhere they know that there's a different possibility with the planet and with the world and with the way that you can create money. Because if you look at what you're currently doing and being to create money, are you having fun with it? And it's like, there are so many possibilities available. My question is, what possibilities are available that you have not yet asked for?
Literally my favorite question.
Literally.
So far. Literally. Like the best one. If you look at this, this is a question we came up with, a year ago?
Yeah.
You and Gary had a conversation, and it resulted in this question.
Yeah.
And we've been using it for a year, and the results only get greater and greater. I dare you. This is the only tool that you get from this on-time session. What possibilities are available that you have not yet instituted?
And we'll be back after the break. Rebecca Holst and Simone Millicis on Joy Business. Would you like to make a difference in the world but don't know how? Do you think you'd have an easier time creating that change with or without money? Here's the thing. You have to be willing to value yourself and the services that you offer to start creating more money. My new online video course, Finding the Value of You and Your Business, is now online at udemy.com. Go to accessjoyofbusiness.com/Udemy special. to get $20 off today.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, everyone. We are back on the Joy of Business Untamed radio show. This is the last segment, I think, of this awesome interview with Simone Millicent. Yes, that's right. I am not Simone. I am Rebecca Holt, the creative producer of Joy of Business. And I was racking my brains during the break, thinking I even have a brain left after everything we've done this week, wondering what else would I really like to know about this fabulous woman sitting next to me. And I would love to know about what else we can create. What else is possible we have never thought of and never considered before? Even in the world of access consciousness, in the world of business, even the Joy of Business company, I mean, there's so many different things that we can create and be in the world now, and literally with just a choice, almost like just clicking a button, clicking something and saying, buy right now. So I would like to have a last conversation. What is it we want people to know about and hear and know is possible?
Well, the thing that I would say, because when you ask that question, like what possibilities are available that you've not yet instituted, what possibilities are available that you've not yet asked for, you're literally asking to go beyond your cognitive brain, okay? Because your brain only knows what it's been and done before. It's like if you could work everything out with your logical mind, you'd have everything you ever desired. So that's not the way it works. What we're asking for is more awareness. Now, it's the same sort of thing what I was saying earlier on the show. I would throw myself into anything. Imagine what you'd do if you knew you couldn't fail. I didn't go, ooh, I have to have, you know, experience in this. Or I mean, I even got fired from one job once because I told them I could do what they wanted. It was a temp job because I was like, I just needed the work. I was in London. And I told them I could do all these programs and stuff, and then I got in there, and within half a day, it was very obvious that I had no idea what I was doing, and I was trying to train myself at the same time. So they fired me, but I was still willing to give it a shot. I was like, oh, I can go in there. I know I can train myself at the same time, but I didn't succeed that quickly, and they noticed, you know. And it's like, what if you were willing to do and be anything? Because what if you didn't fail? I didn't look at that job as being fired. I look at it as an awareness that I gained, and it was like, okay, now I could choose to go learn those programs if I desired or not. Or it's like, you know, you see the way the world works, you see the way this reality works, and see the way, you know, the universe works, and then ask what you would like to be creating with your life. It's like, so you need to be able to make changes whenever they come up. Like, I mean, recently we had a class scheduled in Hong Kong, and it's like, and this is how business is done. It's like, we had a class scheduled in Hong Kong, and I woke up the other morning, and I just had this, like, you know, the Hong Kong class was sort of, like, thumping me on the back of the head going, something's not right here, something's not right here. So I started asking questions, and I started looking at everything. And I get, for various, you know, reasons, and not buying into the reasons and justifications, it did not feel like it was going to be as much fun or create as big a class as what I know it could at a later date. So we changed it now. We're doing like this book launch, and we're going to do a call in Chinese and Mandarin by a telecall. And it changed the whole energy. And it actually felt like it ended up inviting more Chinese, more Mandarin speaking people to the possibilities of a greater future with access consciousness and with Joy Business, rather than pushing and forcing something into action at a time when the world was not ready for it. Now, please get that when something like that occurs, you've got to be willing to make a change and make another choice and not judge yourself for what you did try and create. And please don't keep trying to force something into action that no longer is required to be there. And it's like, it's given you an awareness, and now what would you like to choose? So your future, this is the age of miracles, kids. It really is. You're in it. And it's like, what if you could create more miracles than you've been willing to acknowledge? It's like, would you like to start creating those miracles now and claim owning knowledge that you are a miracle? And everything at that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pop and parona and shorts, boys and beyonds. I like the enthusiasm. How does it get any better than that? I was going to try and find a... How many conclusions do you have that is stopping the miracle that you can truly choose and be? And everything at that is times a godzillion where you destroy and uncreate it.
Yuck.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pop and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. How many conclusions do you have that are stopping the miracle you can truly choose and be and receive? and everything as that is, times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Like, what if there was more possible than you've ever dreamt of? Mm-hmm. What if every time you had that little inkling when you go, oh, this, and then you judge yourself and think, no, that's too crazy. People are going to think I'm a weirdo. People are going to think I'm, you know, too wacky and it's too weird and that can't be possible. What if it is? What if it is? Everywhere that you've decided that what you be, what you create, what you generate, all of your ideas cannot actually physically actualize in this reality today, truth, where you destroy and uncreate it.
Absolutely.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. I mean, I literally grew up with the saying, imagine what you do if you knew you couldn't fail. I wrote that down everywhere. I had it on every one of my school books. I had it written on my pencil case. You know, I had it everywhere. Imagine what you'd do if you knew you couldn't fail. Pretty much do anything. Serving at that is times a godzillion, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. So where do you see the world with joy business becoming more of a reality, Rebecca?
Wow, I mean, my head immediately goes in like 10 different directions. I mean, what if business was
only 10?
Well, I was coming up with an actual number. I wasn't going to count them. But even like the way, I mean, so Simone and I have actually both grown up in pretty similar situations with the way that business was always in our lives in some way, or we desired it to be and we knew about it. And to me, like, what if business was part of your growing up, like money was something that was talked about with this joy as a kid, and like, oh my gosh, look how much is in your 10% account, like, and you started that when you were like one or when you were born, and imagine what you would have by the time that you started creating your own financial reality.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because at one stage we were talking about Nash, which is my stepson, okay, yes. And he's 11, and I was saying something to Brandon about, because I've got a BMW, Brandon's got a truck, you know, and it's like Nash loves the BMW, you know, and I was saying, we were going, I wonder what his first car will be. And Brandon immediately went to, well, he'll have to, you know, work hard and blah, blah, blah. And I went, why? And he goes, what do you mean? And I went, I got given a car for my 16th birthday. And it's like, but my family had the money to do that. His family didn't. And he was like, oh, really? And I went, yeah. And I said, I would give Nash a car for his 16th birthday. Why wouldn't I? If I have the money, why wouldn't I buy him a car for his 16th birthday when he gets his driver's license? Of course you would. And it was like, but totally different reality. And as soon as Brendan heard me say it, he was like, oh, you're right. Just like, you know, but he was like, oh, you have to go through the struggle. And, I mean, he got over it in a second. And it's like, it is a different reality. And you can create it.
And also for, like, that thing of imagine what you could do if you knew you wouldn't fail. Imagine if businesses, that was the way that they were looking at it from, and not from this airy-fairy, oh, we'll be a unicorn company thing, which is when a company makes over $1 billion in a very short amount of time or has that kind of value. It's more of the, oh, so what would really truly be possible? What if we didn't stop ourselves here or come to conclusion? And, I mean, even this one tool that I've seen you do with absolutely everything is being willing to change anything in a nanosecond. Like the minute you have an awareness of a different possibility or that it's not going to work this way or that it could be different and greater, you will go for change. You will never keep something the way it is just because it's okay.
Right. No.
And yeah, but that choice and that demand for something greater always is one of the biggest gifts of you that I adore, and it's absolutely brilliant in everything that we work together with. And what if that was the way that we functioned? Greater always, the demand for a possibility.
That would mean no judgment.
Right.
So you have to have no judgment in your world of anything that you chose, no judgment of perceiving that something was less than you or something was greater than you. Everything was just a choice. What if you're willing to have all choices show up, even the ones that you think are not possible, even the ones that you have judged as bad, and everything at that is times of God's dealing, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Right and Wrong, Good and Bad, Puck and Pot, All Nine, Shorts, Boys and Beyond. We are almost at the end of our show. We have a couple more minutes to go, but please go check out accessdrivebusiness.com. We have so much fun. I've had so much fun creating all of this, and I've mentioned bars before. If you haven't had your bars run, please, please, please do. I don't know what I'd do without getting my bars run. Accessconsciousness.com and go find a facilitator and book a bar session, or better still, even go to a bars class, because you get your bars run twice and you run somebody else's bars twice. So you can become a practitioner. It's easy. Oh, look at that. You can make money. You could actually have access consciousness as a business that you do. So there's so many possibilities available. There's just one more for you. So check out accessconsciousness.com. Check out accessjoybusiness.com. You can find myself, Simone Millicent, and you can also find Rebecca Holt on the Joy of Business website. And come and play with us. Come to a class. It's like send us, like Rebecca said, if you want any specific topic or anything like that for us to talk about, give us a topic and we'll spread it out there and on time. So anything else you want to say, Rebecca?
I'm just so grateful for you, and I like that I get to be able to say thank you on the air and say, like, truly, what a wonderful person that I get to create with. How did I get so lucky?
Thank you. See, that's a question. How did I get so lucky? So what is she doing? She's also asking for more of that energy to show up in her life.
Yes. In our lives. Start by asking a question.
What question could you ask today? And even if you wake up and think, I don't know any questions, ask, what next? What next? What's going to create my day today to be greater than it was yesterday?
You will be surprised at what can show up.
And everything at that is time for Godzillion, right? Wrong, Good and Bad, Pock and Pot, All Nine, Shorts, Boys and Beyond. So thank you so much for joining us. Please join us every week on Om Time, Joy of Business. I think it's 4 p.m. on Mondays, New York time.
Yes, Eastern time.
Eastern time. There you go. And Aussie saying what it is. And we're off. Bye-bye.